I mean, Microsoft Word was last just a word processor in, you know, the Eisenhower administration. So, but what's the alternative? Microsoft actually did this experiment. They said, well, wait a minute, everyone complains that we're adding so many features. Let's create a word processor so that's just a word processor. Simple, pure, does not do web pages, is not a database. And it came out, and it was called Microsoft Write. And none of you are nodding in acknowledgement because it died. It tanked. No one ever bought it. I call this the sport utility principle. People like to surround themselves with unnecessary power. Right? They don't need the database and the website, but they're like, well, I'll upgrade because I might. You know, I might need that someday. So the problem is, as you add more features, where are they going to go? Where are you going to stick them? You only have so many design tools. You can do buttons, you can do sliders, pop-up menus, sub-menus. But if you're not careful about how you choose, you wind up with this. This is an unretouched, this is not a joke, unretouched photo of Microsoft Word, the copy that you have with all the toolbars open. You've obviously never opened all the toolbars, but all you have to type in is this little teeny window down here. And we've arrived at the age of interface matrices, where there's so many features and options, you have to do two dimensions, you know, a vertical and a horizontal. You guys all complain about how Microsoft Word is always bulleting your lists and underlining your links automatically. The off switch is in there somewhere. I'm telling you, it's there. Part of the art of designing a simple, good interface is knowing when to use which one of these features. So here is the log off dialog box for Windows 2000. There are only four choices. So why are they in a pop-up menu? It's not like the rest of the screen is so full of other components that you need to collapse the choices. They could have put them all out in view. Here is Apple's take on the exact same dialog box. This is. Thank you, yes. I designed the dialog box. No. Already, we can see that Apple and Microsoft have a severely divergent approach to software design. Microsoft's approach to simplicity tends to be, let's break it down. Let's just make it more steps. There are these wizards everywhere. And, you know, there's a new version of Windows coming out this fall. If they continue at this pace, there's absolutely no telling where they might wind up.